This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
$175 for Coats for Kids. Get your Kendrick Lamar on the radio. Yeah.
Somebody says, love this song. Somebody else says, this is still the rock in Seattle. Yes.
Yeah, it's us.
Yeah. We're taking donations for Coats for Kids. We need your help. We are a little over halfway there.
Yeah.
The goal is to put a brand new coat on a kid in Washington State that lives in poverty. 2,500 coats is the goal. Please donate now at KISW.com. All right, the game is a Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Conrad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Conrad, are you sober or not sober?
Totally sober.
All right, Conrad. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Conrad, our men's room poll, if you can. How can you help us with coats for kids? Can you give enough for one coat, two, three, or four?
I'll give you a coat when I get home.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Conrad. We appreciate you.
All right, Conrad. Your question. What former baseball player was Halle Berry's first husband?
Alex Rodriguez.
No, hang on. He played for the Braves forever. I could see him.
It sounds like...
Going to court.
I was going to say like the alter ego of a superhero.
What was his name?
David Justice. I know, Mike.
I love
David
that dude.
Just the attorney of law. All right, your question.
Call David Justice.
Doesn't that sound like that?
Yeah.
I'm David Justice.
Have you been wronged?
You've been married to Halle Berry? You know you have.
It's a Texas law hawk.
You deserve to David Justice.
In what country was Mel Gibson born?
South Africa.
Australia?
New Zealand, right?
The U.S. He was actually born in the U.S., but yeah, raised in Australia. What were you going to say, Ted?
Judging by his reaction, I don't think he wants to tell.
Based on his comments?
No, I just... based on his religion.
Okay.
I
got you. That's fair.
And then I was like, does that make me the bad person?
All right, your question. Which two books of the New Testament begin with the letter R?
Are you ready?
Two books.
Oh man, I have no clue.
Mike got it, to the shock of no one.
Yeah.
One of them tells about the end of times, and there's nothing positive in this particular book.
Oh, that's one's Revelation.
Yep, I figured that's a good clue. The other one, I guess, a name for a group of people.
Yeah.
Rabbis.
Rabbis,
know.
Yes.
Rabbis.
Or Romans. Romans and Revelations. Question four, Conrad. I think rabbis is more likely to be brought up, say, in the Old Testament.
Old Testament.
Yeah. That'd make a little more sense. All right, your question. The San Andreas Fault is located in what state?
California.
California.
Very good. Very good.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rob.
Big Dummy.
Anyone see the movie San Andreas?
No.
With The Rock?
Yeah.
Did not.
Yeah, I saw that. And I'm here to tell you, there's nothing The Rock can't do. If you're in danger, it doesn't matter the situation. I promise you, The Rock will get your ass out of it. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, are you sober or not sober?
10 months sober.
Good on you, man.
Yeah, nice work. All right, Chris, our men's room poll, Coats for Kids Day. If you can't help, how can you help? Can you get enough for one coat, two, three, or four?
I'm going to go with two.
Two. Thank you. All right. Thank you, man.
Appreciate that.
All right, Chris, your question. Which layer of the Earth's atmosphere is located closest to the ground?
Closest to the ground. I'm going to go stratosphere.
Mesosphere.
Nope, mesosphere is way up there.
Way up there.
The troposphere.
Troposphere.
That's the one we're breathing in right here, boys. Take a big whiff of that troposphere. That's what you're smelling. Yeah. Every day you wake up to the smell of troposphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Salty.
The good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the good stuff.
I'm glad it's working.
What's that? Troposphere?
Yeah, just breathing and everything.
I know, it's cool. Right? It's just one of those things. You take it for granted until there's a moment you can't breathe.
Oh, 100%.
Then you realize how much you really enjoy forgetting about breathing. Right?
Yeah.
Trapped underwater, you're like, God, I love that breathing stuff.
Right.
Need to give him more credit. Brings me a lot of comfort.
That Dorito gets stuck in your throat.
I love the breathing. Come on, breathe. I mean, like, you do it in your sleep.
Yeah.
You just breathe, man. Yeah. So then when you can't, you're like, oh, S. All right, your question. In the movie E.T., what was Elliot's older brother's name? There was Gertie, his little sister. Mm. There's Elliot, of course.
Gertie.
Yeah, Gertie. Dirty Gertie. What was that?
I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid.
But I bet you remember Elliot's ass.
Well, yeah, because he says it, Elliot.
He says it a lot.
You think they got on Elliot's nerves, like deep down, like, Jesus Christ, I swear to God, if that little ugly-ass turtle ripped out of a shell says my freaking name again, I'm going to Elliot. Punch him in his damn face.
I don't know. I'll just random name Billy. I'll go with Billy.
Anyone remember?
No.
Elliot's older brother.
Eric.
Michael.
Oh, all right.
Do you remember what Elliot called Michael toward the beginning of the movie when they're arguing about something at the kitchen table?
Booger breath.
Nope. Penis breath.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I laughed so hard at that as a kid. All right. Your question. Reese Witherspoon played whose sister on the TV show Friends?
Oh.
Say that again.
Witherspoon played the sister. It's her character. What was her character's name?
Oh, it was a famous haircut, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the character. I know it was Jennifer Aniston.
It's also the name of a Reuben made with turkey.
I never knew that was the name for that. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. You're right. Jennifer Aniston was, in fact, the actress, but she played the sister of the character Rachel.
Rachel. Yeah, the Rachel, Mike, if you get it with turkey.
Okay.
It's a great clue.
Is that an East Coast thing?
Well, Reubens typically are, but you can get a couple good ones around here.
But can you get a Rachel?
Yeah.
Here, I'm saying. Would they know? If you said
some places serve it, but he's probably right. I probably remember that from a menu.
I would almost guarantee it, yeah.
They're both awesome.
They are. You can't go wrong. All right, your question. What is the capital of Maine?
Augusta.
Got it.
Hey,
nice job.
You're a better
nice
man than me. I'm like, sorry, I kept guessing Bangor.
Bangor.
There's Bangor, Augusta.
Castle Rock.
Portland.
That's about it.
All right, name a city in New Hampshire that's not Concord.
Portsmouth.
Ah, well done.
Good okay. job, Miles.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big
Hello,
Dummy.
Jeffrey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Jeffrey, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, welcome to Big Dummy.
Jeffrey, we're raising money for Coats for Kids. It is Coats for Kids Day, KISW.com. If you can, how can you help? Can you give enough for one coat, two, three, or four?
Two coats.
For you. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Who's your favorite member of the show?
Say that again?
Who's your favorite member of the show?
Favorite member? I'll go with Miles.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yay.
You're popular today.
What's going on?
I let you on the show, Jeffrey.
Yeah, but you're not his favorite. It'd be better if Miles did.
Well, you asked.
Yeah.
Quick shout out to my boy Willie Green, who donated $100 to Coats for Kids.
Thank you. Nice, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Cool if your name is Green Willie.
Everybody, my neighbor Willie. Great dude.
Willie Green.
Love Willie.
Willie Green, you should just learn jazz guitar because your name's already says it, right?
Michael Green.
If you say, hey, man, I'm going to the jazz club tonight, and say, who's playing? And say, Willie Green. Never heard of him, but I'm like, I know he's a badass already.
Oh, I would just Willie assume Green. I know him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Here is your question. The term sesquicentennial represents how many years? Sesquicentennial.
2000?
Is that 600?
Nope. Lower.
400.
150.
Oh, 150.
No.
All right, your question. Lonesome George, the last of its kind on Pinta Island, was what kind of animal? Lonesome George. Did you just move your hips, too?
Well, yeah, because we...
No, that made it weird, bro. Like, you guessed the right animal, but you moved your hips like, yeah.
Well, we're kind of famous for it.
Was it a dodo bird?
Not a monkey?
Turtle.
Turtle, yeah.
We had a turtle sex shirt.
Oh, all right. Now I feel better about your clue. Ted mouths the word turtle, then he's like doing the humping thing. I'm like, okay, yeah. Yes, the turtle sex shirt, you're right. Okay.
Ted gets turned on by odd stuff.
I was just like, what the?
Question three, Jeffrey.
All right, question number three. What are the only two countries that begin with the letter Z? They're both in Africa.
Zimbabwe.
That is one.
One to the northwest.
About to say, did Miles go here?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Zambia?
There you go. Good job.
Well done.
Nice job.
What are you thinking, Ted? If you think of Zaire, it's no longer a country, or it has a different name.
No, where's Freddie Mercury from?
Zanzibar. That's an island, I believe. That island or is it a city? I'm not 100%. I used to know a guy from Zaire, which is odd, because Zaire does not exist anymore. But the dude looked like... who was the black dude? Isaac on I Love Boat, right? He had the fro, exactly. He had the mustache.
Double guns.
Yeah, double guns. He was that guy. But he spoke like this.
Zanzibar is off the coast of Tanzania.
Ah. And anytime you ask them, hey, man, where are you from? I am from Zaire. It was always like that. It was just a weird thing.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Nick, are you sober or not sober?
Waiting to go inside to get not sober.
All right.
Attaboy.
Okay, Nick.
Yeah, bar's open at 4.
Are you going into a bar or just going to your house to knock down a few?
I am sitting in my car waiting to go inside because my kids are inside.
Oh. It's good stall technique.
Stay out there, brother.
You got a tall one in the car?
All right, Nick.
24 minutes.
Nick, our men's room poll, if you can, how can you help? Can you give one coat for Coats for Kids, two, three, or four?
I would like to donate $69.
Nice.
All right, very good. We appreciate that.
You dirty, dirty boy. All right, here's your question. What is a horizontal window above a doorway called? The horizontal window above a doorway.
Picture.
I don't know. No idea.
What were you guessing, Dad?
I'm just trying to picture it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a picture window?
Nope, it is a transom.
Transom.
Yes. Mm.
Learn something new.
Oh, technically, you learn something old but new to you. Did somebody fart?
Not me.
No.
Mm. Some. All right, your question. What name is given to the unit of electrical resistance? It's the same sound you might make. Yeah, when you met.
Ohm. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Mason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
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 Mason, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Welcome to Big Dummy on Coats for Kids Day. If you can't, how can you help? Can you give it up for one coat, two, three, or four?
I think I can do two coats.
Two coats.
Two coats. Coats.
Awesome. Thank you, brother.
I feel like, yeah, we need to yell at two coats. All right, two coat Mason, here is your question. In what organ of the human body would you found the malleus? The malleus.
The brain?
Dear God, I hope not, man.
I don't know what that even means.
Face?
The ear.
The malleus.
All right, now you got to think about this one for a hot minute, all right? So, assume that the person in front of you is naked. How many human organs are visible externally? Take off all the clothes, the doctor's looking at you naked. How many organs are they actually looking at?
Okay, let's see.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Got skin,
yep.
Eyes.
Yes. What else is on your face?
Nose, tongue, lips. I don't think those kind of separate.
I got it. Mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is on your head?
Hair.
An organ.
Those count?
Sir, yeah. No, I actually had to look it up today. I'm like, is this? And they're like, yep.
Okay.
I'm thinking of organs wrong or something because I'm counting like four.
Seven.
So you got your skin, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your ears, your genitalia.
And the backside, your anus.
Okay.
They actually count those as two separate organs. So
you know what? Depending on who you are, you can't see the anus with the naked eye.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Needs a little adjustment.
Well, they can bend over for you. But there it is.
I could open my mouth and show you my tongue, too.
You can, but assume your mouth is shut, right?
Right. So it's my butt.
There, yeah, so technically, yeah, seven organs are visible. All right. But they'll only throw you in jail for one. Like, actually, Your Honor, I was showing seven organs in that moment. I don't know why you had to keep. You made it weird, dude. You made it weird. All right. Here's your question. How many copies must a recording sell to be designated multi-platinum?
Oh. $2 million?
Boom.
Yeah.
$2 million. You got it, man.
I undershot it.
Very good.
Big W is the game, 206-803-ROCK. Please donate now if you can for Coach for Kids, by the way. Thanks to Birdie gave $100. Anonymous donation, $50. Raymond gave $102.
Yeah.
Another $100 anonymous donation. And Ronald Neal gave $100 as well.
Big All right, thank you for those donations. Oh. Hello, Natty. Welcome to the men's room. Hola.
Natty, sober, not sober.
California sober,
medically cannabinated. All right, good for you. Okay, if you can you help us out for Coats for Kids and give it up for one coat, two, three, or four?
I donated on behalf of Seattle Hand Drummers four coats.
Oh, nice. Wow. There you go. All thank right. you, man.
I'm glad it ended with drummers. It's like, oh, okay.
All right. It's a lot of pizza tips.
All right. Here is your question. Which three states share a border with Michigan?
Oh boy.
I can feel the confidence.
Let's see.
Think boy, college football for at least one of them.
Well, North Dakota.
That's just starting to spinning.
Okay, we know Ohio.
Ohio,
yes.
Is Wisconsin one?
Yes.
And is it Illinois?
Close.
Indiana.
Yep.
Way off.
Right, because Ohio State just calls it that school up north.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. All right, your question. From whom did the United States buy the Virgin Islands?
Would that be France?
Great Britain?
Nope.
Now, they still have theirs.
Yep.
The Dutch.
The Dutch, you are correct.
Dutch. Yeah.
The Dutch.
Well, because if you go to the Virgin Islands.
Wait. The Dutch or what?
Netherlands.
No, we got it from Denmark.
Damn
the
it!
Danes. The Danes.
Do the Netherlands still have their own Virgin Islands? Dutch is big down there.
I know Britain certainly does. The U.S. does. I didn't. Did they have their own Virgin Islands?
Because there's some island that's hot, but there's like this famous like porridge everybody eats.
Because the Bahamas Dutch are its only thing. I mean, the influence is there for sure.
They still got an island down there. Remember during the World Baseball Classic, like the Netherlands was good. It's like, how's the Netherlands good at baseball?
Right. I do vaguely remember that. All right, Natty, here is your question. What TV show, starting on NBC in 1947, is the longest running TV show of all time? It is not scripted. It's more of a news program.
Let's see. The Tonight Show?
60 Minutes.
Meet the Press.
Oh.
1940 frickin' 7.
Wow.
Wrong. What?
Wasn't that guy that didn't used to host Meet the Press and he was always like,
wrong.
McLaughlin? Or no, that was to the McLaughlin Group.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, good entirely point, different show. Okay, I thought you were telling me I'm wrong.
But it was on Sunday mornings, right? It was all those shows. It's, yeah, it's like Meet the cluster. Press. By the way, I'm an idiot. The Dutch still own Aruba.
Jamaica,
Curacao,
ooh, I want to take
Curacao, hot air.
Saint-Martin.
Damn. All right.
I don't know why I said it that way.
All right, your question. What is the longest running scripted television show of all time?
Oh, boy.
Still on.
Any hint?
Is it on a specific
Is it a cartoon?
Day?
It is. Oh.
It's a cartoon.
Oh, The Simpsons.
Got it.
Coach for Kids Day, I got an email. Merry Christmas, boys. Bert, Ginny, and Max from the local watering hole.
Oh, nice. Thank you, guys.
Please donate what you can now. Coach for Kids there is on now at KISW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Coach for Kids Day here at the Rock. That's why you heard that thing there.
That was a really bad song. Kenny Who was that?
Kenny Chesney.
That was Kenny Chesney.
That was Kenny Chesney.
And he has hundreds of millions of dollars.
Just want to put on a pair of board shorts and some flip-flops and sit down on a beach chair with a nice cold drink?
I was actually going to throw my chair through the window and then follow it out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Big thanks to Rex Hatfield. He donated $102. Nicole Pennington, $204.
Nice.
Thanks to Jeffrey, who gave $100. Christina gave $100. Lindsay gave $50. Brian just gave $70. Eric, thank you for the $25 donation. And Jacob, $50. That puts two coats on kids here in Washington State.
What did Patrick do?
Patrick Lawrence just donated $207.
Does he have a song request or just donate to Money Man?
Yeah, he does.
No, I want to hear from Patrick.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803.
I mean, Jennifer has a song request, but she donated $69. Is that enough to put that in?
Well, it depends what the song is.
Maybe.
Hey,
you want to see what it is?
Yeah.
Hang on. Here's what it is. It's not a terrible song. It's just...
That's not bad.
It's not bad?
I'd say why not.
Just put that one in there.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam's got a version of that as well.
Is that not the one that we would play?
We would play The Who, typically.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, play The Who. It's a good song.
Play The Who. The Who did it, too?
Yeah, the first. Who did it first? Hello, Aaron. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Aaron, are you sober or not sober?
You know what? I am sober, but I'm walking to the refrigerator right now because I will open a men's room lager.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Okay, our men's room poll in honor of Coats for Kids Day. If you can, how can you help us here? Aaron, can you give enough for one coat, two, three, or four?
Unfortunately, I can't do any of those.
That's all right,
man.
We
gotta go double digits. Let's go 10.
Okay.
We'll take it.
This guy's awesome. He's drinking the beer. He's donating 10 coats.
You got a song request, man?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go Corey Taylor's Xmas.
All right.
Okay.
10 coats, you get a song.
It's the season.
Do you have a favorite member of the show?
Oh, it's Teddy.
You call me Ted. Who cares? Yeah. I told you. Ted Head's coming through. Ted Coats. MFers.
I'm putting on Christmas shoes.
I like that. Yeah, you can call me Teddy. It's all good.
Hey, I'm always up for a price.
Hey, Aaron, thanks for your donation, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, for real. Here's your first question. Hydrosis. Hydrosis is the medical term for what natural process?
Sweating?
One and done.
Damn, Ted, he's a one and done. He's got a big head.
Yep.
Big brain, sorry. I don't know if you have a big head or not. Yeah. He's a big baller. All right, here he is.
Three for three. I'm three for three on one and done.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's modest. Like everything you want, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
a great man.
All right, three for three. Here is your 50-50 question. True or false, pepperoni is an American creation?
True.
Of course he knows that.
Of course he knows that.
Yeah, that crispy curl is good stuff.
It is funny, though. It's like, it's always sold with, like, other charcuterie, and it's like, we kind of made that one here, man.
I know, but we crushed it.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
All right, real question, though. If you're eating, like, a charcuterie tray.
Yeah.
Not just, like, and I get the little pepperoni and cheddar sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like pepperoni kind of lacks when you get, like, a peppered salami or, you know.
Typically, I go for the prosciutto first.
Oh.
If you got prosciutto, yeah, I'm going prosciutto first.
All right.
Almost every time. And by almost every time, I mean every effing time I go for prosciutto food.
Have you had the beef that's cured?
I have. My wife's all about that. There's like so three good. Different kinds. Yeah, man. That's, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Nathan, are you sober or not sober?
I am a sober individual.
I hear you. There you go.
Okay, Nathan, if you can, help us out with coats for kids. Can you donate enough for one coat, two, three, or four?
Yeah, I can do a coat. Let me ask you guys.
Appreciate it, man.
If you were going to do a coat, would you rather have a fur coat or a formal tails coat?
Fur.
Yeah, I'm going fur.
Fur. Fur.
Yes.
Fur. Oh, yeah, not real fur, of course.
No, I want real fur, but from a fake animal. That's all. Right, like you shave a teddy bear. It's like, no, it's real fur.
Unicorn hair.
There you go. Unicorn hair. You think caterpillars, they can supply some of those orange and black ones?
Caterpillar hair coat, yeah.
You just have to whack a ton of them.
Well, yeah. I don't mind that. I'm saying caterpillar coat. All right, here's your question. Which three countries formed the core of the Axis powers in World War II?
Japan, Russia, and Germany. Oh, no, sorry. So, wait. Japan, Italy and Germany.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, nice Japan, one Italy, and Germany. All right, one and done.
Yeah, don't forget Italy. Mussolini towards the end. He's like, bad. We're going to flip sides. Like, not too late, dude.
Right, now that we're losing. All right. Your question, true or false? Viruses can get viruses.
Viruses what?
Viruses can get viruses.
True.
Nice job.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Adam, you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
All right, Adam. It is Coats for Kids Day. If you can, how can you help? Can you buy enough for one coat, two, three, or four?
Two.
Two, thank you. Awesome.
All right, here's your question. The coldest populated town in the world is in what country?
Russia.
One and done.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Omiakon, located in Siberia.
Did you just read about that?
I didn't. Was it in the news recently?
Yeah, there was like an article going around yesterday. Just like,
oh, really?
It's the coldest. Like, some people say it's the saddest, most depressed. It's like, well, yeah, it's dark like all the time.
It's dark and it's cold.
Correct.
If you're in Siberia. All right, before we let you go, let's see a one and done question for you. All right, here you go. 50-50 question. Adding bubbles to a bath, does it keep the water warmer or make the water cooler?
I think it would keep it warmer. It'll insulate it a little bit.
Got it.
Man, people are on fire today. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Kyle, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Sober. I'm driving.
All right, Kyle, welcome to Big Dummy on Coats for Kids Day. If you can, how can you help us, man? Can you even up for one coat, two, three, or four?
I think I can do one once I'm home.
Awesome.
There you go.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, Kyle, here is your question. How many baby teeth does a child have? So before you start getting your adult teeth, how many teeth did you have in your mouth? Hopefully.
Twenty?
That would be my guess.
Oh, that's it?
That is it.
One and done again?
Another one
Boom.
And done.
People are getting smarter.
On. They are. The day goes on. See, our show educates.
It does.
So
dude.
As our show continues, people get smarter. The next person, they're going to answer the question before I even ask it. But before we let you go, Kyle, true or false, Sahara means desert?
False.
I'm afraid that's true. So the Sahara Desert is technically it's the desert of deserts, but it'd be translated the desert.
Hmm.
Yeah. So okay. Sahara Desert.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Dwayne, tell me your last name is Pipe.
What was that?
Tell me your last name is Pipe. That would be the greatest name ever. My name is Dwayne Pipe.
It is not.
Oh, it's a
it
shame.
Is not.
Dwayne, are you a sober or not sober?
Way cooler than that. I had a couple beers there, Miles.
All right, good for you, Dwayne. Getting ready for the football game. Okay, men's room poll. Coats for Kids Day, if you can you give it up for one coat, two, three, or four?
I'll throw two.
All right.
There you go.
Keep in mind, $25. I'll put a brand new American made coat on a kid in the area. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right, Dwayne, here's your question. The letters KR are the chemical symbol for what element? KR.
Kryptonite.
So close. Nope.
Krypton.
Yep. But you're right there, man. I'd have been like crusty. I don't know. All right, what category of writing are the Hugo Awards given for? The Hugo Awards. So if you're an author and I want a Hugo Award, what genre of fiction am I writing?
So you're talking fiction?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a journalism award, it's...
No.
Fiction.
It is a
style. I think it's the option, it's the opposite of a Caldecott medal.
Right, so you could have horror, you could have science, you could have true romance, romance, or whatever.
What the? I don't know.
Children's literature?
No.
Science fiction?
Science fiction. What is the one for children's? Because every time I read, what was it, Where the Wild Things Are,
that
they made it a point.
That was a Caldecott Medal winner for illustration.
The gold seal they put on there is for illustration.
That's for illustration.
I always thought it was for the actual writing.
No, there was very little writing. It was more about the
I know,
the pictures.
But that's why it was my type of book.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you know? All right, Your question, what cheese is traditionally served on a Reuben or Rachel sandwich?
Mm.
See what I did there for you,
Tim? Yeah, thanks, Steve.
What cheese?
Yes, what cheese?
That would be Swiss, I believe.
It would be.
It would be.
Nice job. Nice
Man,
job.
A good Reuben is hard to beat.
I know.
And there's the place close to us, right? It costs like $8,000 to get their sandwich. But it's so much food. Like, guys, can you? If you made your sandwich about half the size, it would be right. But, like, you bring this thing, it is your lunch and your dinner.
Put it in, like, a pastrami style.
Yeah, dude, it is so good.
But they are, like, a proper...
Yeah, it's a proper Jewish delicatessen.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to add pickle spears every day.
Speaking of proper Jewish delis, the Elmer's in Tacoma has a great Reuben as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Not a Jewish place or a deli, but great Reuben.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Austin, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Austin, it's Coats for Kids Day. If you can, how can you help? Can you give enough for one coat, two, three, or four?
Let's go four.
Four, all right.
Nice.
Thank you, brother.
All right. We appreciate that, Austin. All right. Here is your question. In what sport would you use a stimp meter? Stimp meter.
Ooh.
Field hockey.
Miles?
A stint meter?
Yeah.
Golf.
Golf?
Golf.
Yep. It measures how fast the greens are.
Oh,
correct.
I didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, that's a stint meter.
Yeah, did not know that.
Yeah, as soon as Ted was like, oh, it's like that was all about you.
I put my feel.
Okay, yeah.
So not well.
Terrible.
I'll read there, Montgomery.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
All right, Austin, your question. In Romeo and Juliet, what is Romeo's last name? Abramowitz.
Johnson.
One of Romeo.
Spaghetti.
Antoine.
Was he the Montague?
He was the Montague, yes.
Mm.
Juliet Capulet.
Wow.
Mm.
Shakespeare, dude.
Miss Capulet.
She sounds like a second grade teacher, doesn't she?
She does.
Miss Capulet, can I go to the bathroom?
She held my
have a pass.
She held my cousin back.
Miss Capulet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Montague, I don't know what he might be a substitute teacher because he's kind of loose.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's cool. Mr. Montague, second period. But, oh, love that guy.
We're going to watch a movie.
We're going to put it in a movie. It's called Raw from Eddie Murphy. Don't tell your parents.
You're right. And he coaches something random.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Lacrosse.
Kid, you're going to laugh your ass off. Keep in mind, there's boobies.
Coach Montague.
All right. Montague. Don't worry about what's in my red cup on the desk.
That's just juice.
It's juice.
My eyes are yellow because I'm high.
Teacher juice.
Mr. Montague. All right. Your question. What can you figure out about the weather by counting cricket chirps? We can figure out about the weather.
By counting what?
By counting cricket chirps.
How far away the lightning is.
I have no idea.
Anyone know?
Sunrise?
No? Come on, you're an Eagle Scout. I just felt like you would know this.
Rain I'm sorry, sun? That just sounds like urban legend.
Believe it or not, it actually has a name for this formula, which is ridiculous. I was researching it today. I can't remember what it's called, but you can guess the temperature. And apparently
who
the idea
came up with it?
It's named after the guy that came up with this thing. So basically, crickets are cold-blooded. Mr. Montague. Hey, kids, I got high and counted cricket chirps. But what he figured out is count the chirps for 15 seconds, add 40. That's your temperature in Fahrenheit. For Celsius, it was something weird, like count the chirps for 25 seconds, divide by 4, multiply by 3. So I swear to God, you can look it up. I cannot remember what the name of the formula is, but it's pretty confirmed.
Didn't learn that in Scouts because you didn't need that to survive.
What temperature is it?
You don't know that, man.
Count the chirps.
Okay, you wait. I'm hypothermia. Listen to the crickets and tell them, hey. It's actually 48 degrees, brother. Calm down.
Good news, guys. We won't get hypothermia because according to the crickets, it's only 65.
Just letting you know, man.
Does feel like something a Boy Scout should know.
I'm just saying, because the fact that it had like this mathematical formula, Mike, it has a name to it. I'm like, oh, this is a real thing. So, you know. All right, your question. What is the name of the family cat on The Simpsons? A cocaine addict might like this.
A sandwich.
No.
That's the last thing.
Whiskers.
Whiskers, not bad.
A shot?
Snowball.
Shot the game.
Well, I'm just going with the cocaine thing.
A binger.
Question four, Austin.
Drip. All right. China white. Bone dust.
What? Bone dust.
Yeah. Think of the terms I've heard. You know. All right, your question. In political circles, what does FLOTUS stand for? FLOTUS.
I believe they...
What's that?
I believe they organize the Christmas decorations.
There's SCOTUS, there's POTUS, and then there's FLOTUS. It's kind of attached to the POTUS. I feel like Snoop right now.
Front leader of the United States.
First lady.
Oh,
my God.
Question five.
If I was president, I have three.
Yeah, no. The third, I mean, the FLOTUS.
Yeah. They stay in different rooms.
Yeah, do they?
It's a big house.
Ted has a THROTUS. She's the third.
It's the first presidential throuple.
Yeah.
I guess whatever you call having four of us, yeah.
That would be great. The presidential throuple.
Yeah.
Which one of us is the first? You're all the same to me.
Depends on the day.
Yeah. Did Daddy get a sandwich?
Who's a presidential chef? Doesn't matter.
Wow.
Future president right here.
That's right.
That's it. Yeah.
I can feel it.
Woo.
All right.
Vote for me. I'll have three wives.
State of the Union from the Bunny Ranch. All right, your question. Which river is dammed by the Hoover Dam?
Damn you.
The Snake River.
Colorado River.
All right, Austin. Question six.
Question number six for Austin. What does the red circle on the Japanese flag represent?
Kamikaze.
The sun.
It's land of the rising sun.
Land of the rising sun.
Come on now. It's where the day starts.
Acme.
There it is. Pop it.
All right, your question.
I thought it was a target.
Well, it turned out to be. All right, your question. Well, what is the liquid component of blood called? People donate this stuff.
Uh-huh. We're talking about human syrup.
Plasma.
Got it. Very good.
Yes, indeed.
Big thanks to Danny for his $25 donation. Also, Jason, a.k.a. VD, comes up with $153.
Oh, nice.
Unless Frank Sinatra. I don't think we want to do that. Brandon gives $250. Anonymous gives $200. Jason gives $150. And Sam gave us $51. Please, if you can, it is Codes for Kids Day. Head to KISW.com now and donate.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.